برگویی از خوابش عاشق میلاد آوازش که عشق من لیلا لیلا آخر کجا رفتی باز برگویی از خوابش عاشقی میداد آوازش که عشق من لیلا لیلا آخر کجا رفتی باز
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. به رادیو سیمرغ خوش آمدید. هر پنجشنبه عصر از ساعت 5 تا 6 به شهر قصه سیمرغ بیایید. داستان‌های خود را با ما قسمت کنید. وبلاگ سیمرغ www.parsma.blogspot.com.
I am Boutros Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the 100th episode of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR. And in true form, I had a technical difficulty straight up the bat. I apologize for that. Old community radio station and me fumbling around like an idiot is not a good combination. Sorry about that little musical interlude. That's what happens when you use the computer. I hope you enjoyed that little bit of soul fantasticness from Patty Joe, Make Me Believe in You. It was a single that was produced by Curtis Mayfield back in the 70s. Today is a really special show. I am doing my best of all time mix to celebrate 100 shows strong of Are You Aware? I can't believe it. Unfortunately, we couldn't get Christian in the studio today as it's his birthday. So a big shout out to not only Christian, but Anthony and Mark for their birthdays all in one today. So it's a huge day to celebrate. I hope you have the champagne open or the beer or whatever your poison is and you are drinking along with me. Don't worry, I'm not drinking in the studio. I'll be drinking outside the studio after to celebrate. So like I said, this show is just me and my tunes. You can find out a little bit more about what makes my musical brain tick. I hope you enjoy the mix. I'm going to come back and obviously back announce a lot of the songs, but I'm also going to give you fun facts. I know that I talk a lot about the different artists during the show and their philanthropic endeavors and what they do to make the world a positive place. But today it's all about the music and fun times. So the next song that I have for you is an oldie but a goodie. I love it and it should make you boogie on down. It's a band that you might know called The Jacksons, and their fun fact for today is they were one of the first black teen idols to appear equally to white audiences as well, and that was thanks to the the promotional skills of the Motown Records CEO Berry Gordy. So back in the day when there was a lot of segregation, these guys were hitting it with all crowds. So I hope you enjoy it. This is Can You Feel It on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it now? So brothers and sisters, show me no I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count on three, I'm gone. Forget reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket for fun.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Thank you.
song. That was Close to You by The Cure from their album Galore from many, many years ago. But you know what? It's an oldie and it's a goodie. If you've just tuned in, this is Are You Aware Century Show. Woo woo! We are, well, we as in the royal we, I, Fleur Cooper, celebrating my 100th show with my best of all time mix. It's a show with all my favorite tunes, which I hope you enjoy, and fun facts about the artists, because I do talk a lot about the artists. And today I just thought I'd give you tidbits with the songs to take you on your summery afternoon. So I hope you're outside grooving along to these great tracks that I put together with all my love for you guys out there to celebrate the 100th show of Are You Aware. Right there we had obviously The Cure. Fun fact about them, they were, even though that song doesn't sound like it, gothic rock. We all know that. But the band was so entrenched in this somber mood of music and gothicness, it actually had a huge and a profound effect on the attitude of the band. They would refuse requests for older songs in concert, and sometimes Smith, the lead singer, would be so absorbed by this gothic persona he projected on stage, he would actually leave at the end in tears. So that's someone that's got a lot of emotional attachment to their song. But like I said, Close to You is more of an upbeat, fun, summery song. In the middle there, I could not have done a best of show without including Sly and the Family Stone, one of the first bands that got me into funk and soul, and I've never looked back since. That was their great song, If You Want Me to Say, from their quintessential album called Fresh. They were the first major American rock band to have an integrated multi-gender lineup. That had never happened before, which is kind of cool. But then this is the fun fact. Later on, the Black Panther Party demanded that Sly replace the two white instrumentalists of the band with black instrumentalists and also fire their white manager. So that's a little bit extreme, but I just thought I'd send that out so you guys can see what happens back then. Now, we're going to keep the wonderful 70s music alive. This time, another man I could not leave off my hottest 100. It is the hottest 100, kind of. My best of mix is Jimi Hendrix, probably one of the most influential musicians of his era, despite mainstream exposure for only 4 years. I did not realize that. And if you didn't know that, on occasion, he was actually placed in care of Nora Hendrix after his mother died, who it was his paternal grandmother and lived in Vancouver, which is kind of cool. So, Jimi Hendrix, there is a little shrine to Jimi Hendrix off Main Street, if you didn't know about that. But again, let the music do the talking. This was If Six Was Nine. You're on Are You Aware? 100th show on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They'll soon my kind of drive.
Imaginary cities.
Darkness turned to light.
Back from their international tour.
When I found
this Winnipeg band is known for being exuberant and anthemic at times, moody and soulful at others. Don't miss Imaginary Cities, live at the Waldorf on July 12th. Buy your tickets at livenation.com, TicketWeb, or charge by phone at 1-888-222-6608.
Yeah. a Cabana. May this make you vomit on your Dolce Gabbana. May your wife's worried face show a horrific expression. May you realize she's not worried, that's just Botox injections. May all the commotion cause to crash, shit, leer. Prepare to your ears, shop diamonds from the beers. May your Ferrari break down, may your chauffeur get high. Smash up your stretch rolls, up on Rodeo Drive. Off to breaking back to others where you got all your bucks. Till we make the revolution, I just hope your life sucks. All my people in the place, put your fists in the air. All my down motherfuckers, get up out of your chairs. All my real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that motherfucker right there. Champagne, not bubble. May your Pinot be sour. May the white stuff you snort be 96% flour. May the famous rapper you bring to your daughter, sweet 16, get some pride and walk out and sit born with the spleen. May the death squads you hide be bad with instructions and by mistake be at your mansion with the street sweepers busted. May this make your party guests resent their white Russians and die behind a Jimmy Martin crying and cussing. May your chef be all pissing and the disc in the kitchen. May I assume your autobiography is found in the fiction, cause I'm the break and back to others where you got all your cash. So we make the revolution, I hope your life sucks fast. All my people in the place, put your fist in the air. All my down motherfuckers, get up out of your chairs. All my real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that motherfucker right there. Get on.
Right till the end, Mr. James Brown. That was his song, The Payback, from the album of the same name, The Payback. You're listening to Are You Aware's 100th show. This is Fleur's best of all time mix. Your host, Fleur Cooper, that would be me. Like I said at the start of the show, I'm doing all my favorite songs, packing them into an hour and a half to give you my musical love to celebrate the 100th show of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. Now, James Brown, the reason I chose The Payback is obviously James Brown is awesome. And second, it has my favorite lyric of all time in that song. Without a doubt, this is the best lyric known to man and woman. The lyric goes, I don't know karate, but I know crazy. Isn't that awesome? I love it. I think it's wicked. So that's the reason why I chose it. I hope these songs are making you groove or putting you in a good vibe for the Thursday afternoon sun. I'm sort of mixing it up a bit now. We've had a few of party tracks and some good stuff. Oops, before I forget, the middle song we just heard was the Street Sweepers Social Club with their song 100 Little Curses. Now, the Street Sweepers Social Club is kind of like a mega band. They consist of guitarist Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine and vocalist MC Boots Riley of The Coup. If you haven't checked out The Coup before, check them out. They're awesome. Morello and Riley actually met during a Billy Bragg's Tell Us the Truth tour in 2003, which I thought was kind of cool. And Morello was actually on stage with his alter ego, the Night Watchman, playing acoustic versions of the Coup song, which is kind of cool. After a Coup show a few years later, Morello actually approached Riley over dinner with the idea of forming a band to play anthems for the revolution. So I thought that was a pretty cool little tidbit for you guys. And my James Brown fun fact, which I forgot, is he employed between 40 and 50 people in the James Brown Review, which is a shitload of people, excuse my French. And the review travelled with him in a bus to cities and towns all over the country, performing upwards of 330 shows a year, with almost all of those shows as one-nighters, so they'd play a show and then get back on the bus and continue on. And I have heard a rumor that James Brown was a pretty harsh boss, including fining people for not having shined their shoes properly and missing a beat and things like that. So, you know, God bless him. He's up playing with Jimi Hendrix up wherever the music heaven is. But I don't know if I'd like to have been his employee, I should say. I don't want to get fined. Now, like I said, we're sort of taking it down a notch, chilling it out. I needed to put in so many different genres of music. So we had our music, we had our fun times, and now we're just going to go into our chill vibes. I couldn't do the best of my list without putting this next person in. He's a mainstay of the folk music for years and years and years, a huge civil rights activist. Probably one of the best songs, I think, to break up with someone. And this song actually was around years and years and years ago, but we still love it today. And it comes from his album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. And fun fact of Bob Dylan, he's published 3 books of drawings and paintings, and his work has been exhibited in major art galleries. Who would have thunk it? You're on CITR 101.9, Are You Aware's 100th show, and this is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Well, it ain't no use sitting and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use sitting and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in a-turning on your light, baby, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
went out into the darkness.
Imaginary Cities.
Darkness turned to light.
Back from their international tour.
When I found my
this Winnipeg
freedom,
band is known for being exuberant and anthemic at times, moody and soulful at others.
Say you.
Don't miss Imaginary Cities, live at the Waldorf on July 12th. Buy your tickets at LiveNation.com, TicketWeb, or charge by phone at 1-888-222-6608.
Listening to Are You Aware's 100th show on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard the beautiful, the melodic, the wonderful Waterloo Sunset by the one, the only, the Kinks. They are one of the most recognised bands from the Britpop movement of the 60s. And pop music journalist Robert Kristal called that song the most beautiful song in the English language. And another senior editor also said it was possibly the most beautiful song of the rock and roll era. I actually have another song later on that I think people would maybe dispute over that, which is even as beautiful, if not more beautiful. That was the Kinks with Waterloo Sunset from their album Something Else. In the middle there, we had an acoustic version of Elderly Woman Behind a Counter in a Small Town by Pearl Jam from their album Versus. I love that song. It always gets people singing along whenever you play it anywhere around the world. And Pearl Jam did a really cool thing I heard about the other day. They have this fan group called 10, and they're like these group of people that are what they call super fans, and then the super fan of that fan group, actually I can't remember his name, but he was flown by Pearl Jam to Amsterdam to say, you know, thank you for your many years of support. He got to create the set list for one of the Pearl Jam shows, and then they got him to come up on stage and have a bow at the end of the performance. Isn't that like the coolest thing you've ever heard? A lot of the times you hear of bands sort of disregarding their fans, but Pearl Jam are one band that have always stayed true to their words about supporting their fans and are very grateful of their fans, which is really cool. Now, I've only got 35 minutes left of my 100th show. These are the best of my selection. But before we move on, I just wanted to tell you about something that came to my attention recently, which I thought was very cool. So in the coming weeks, volunteer paper girls will be riding their bikes throughout the city to hand out art that has been donated by artists both from Vancouver and around the world. This initiative began 5 years ago in Berlin, and the Paper Girl Project, as it's known, has expanded to Istanbul, San Francisco, and Glasgow, all with amazing positive results, obviously. The project's main focus is that art belongs to everyone, regardless of age, gender, race, or socioeconomic standing. So this is the second run of the Paper Girls this summer, and they'll be out and about. So when you see these Paper Girls, thank them for what they're doing and, you know, get some free art. Who doesn't want free art? I thought that was a really cool initiative. Now, we are moving out of the 60s and heading towards the early 90s. I know I've been quite heavy in the 60s, 70s, so I wanted to bring it up a little bit more to one of pretty much one of the most groundbreaking albums, I'd say, of the 90s British music sort of movement, and especially the genre that sort of spun out of this album, essentially, and the people that were involved. This is Massive Attack. And this song was actually voted the 10th greatest song of all time in the poll by The Guardian. And the video is actually a one-take video. It's just one long take of this song and this woman singing it, along with other stuff that's going on. If you didn't know what it is, you probably know by now. This is Unfinished Sympathy from Blue Lines on CITR 101.9.
We'll be right back. Saturday, July 21st, is the Catalano Music and Art Festival, Vancouver's biggest free outdoor music event, featuring six stages showcasing over 30 of Vancouver's top musical performers, including the Zolas, Ben Sinister, Jeremy Fisher, Catherine Calder, Lady Hawk, Siskiyou, and many, many more. Plus, eclectic pods of distinctive local artisans, street performers, and a host of other festivities. Stroll down West 4th Avenue from Burrard to McDonald's, and you'll be captivated by the electric energy of the festival. Don't miss it.
Just a little love early in the morning. Beats a cup of coffee for starting off the day. Just a little loving when the world is yawning makes you wake up feeling good things are coming your way. This whole world wouldn't be half as bad. It wouldn't be half as sad. Just a little loving early in the morning. That little extra something to kind of see them through. Nothing turns the day on, really gets it dawning, like a little bit of loving from some loving someone like you.
You're listening to Are You Aware's 100th show on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Mercy, Mercy Me by Marvin Gaye from his album What's Going On. Pretty much one of the most poignant anthems of sorrow regarding the environment. Led by Gaye playing the piano, strings and multi-tracking vocals by Gaye as well. The instrumentals were actually provided by the Funk Brothers. And if you've never seen the movie Standing in the Shadows of Motown, go check it out, because that's another example of the Funk Brothers. They were session musicians for the Motown music scene in the 50s, late 50s, early 60s and into the 70s. And they are one of the most unrecognizable bands in the world, but yet one of the most influential bands when it comes to Motown music. They are combined, I think, if combined with Elvis Presley, the Beatles, Rolling Stones, and a bunch of others, they have had more number one hits than all of those people combined. So do yourself a favor, when it's a cloudy day outside, go and check out Standing in the Shadows of Motown, a great documentary. In the middle there, we had another huge influence on Motown music in the 60s and 70s, not from the States, from England. That was Dusty Springfield with her song Just a Little Lovin' from her album Dusty in Memphis. And you know what? You can't really argue with her with what she's saying in that song. A little bit of loving early in the morning is a great way to start the day. So I love that. It's such a beautiful and sweet track. So that's why I chose that one. Now, before we go on to my last sort of triplet of songs before I sign off with my one and final song, I wanted to tell you about this new initiative that's come through the Vancouver Mayor's Office. They're asking apartment and condo dwellers to, they're encouraging them to take their kitchen scraps to local compost drop-off spots once a week, which is kind of cool. So if you're like me and live in a condo and you don't have a garden where you can compost your scraps, this is a really cool initiative. There are now two more locations that are around. There was one in the West End, Vancouver's Farmers Market last summer. That's there again this year. And then there's going to be one at the West End Community Centre and Trout Lake Farms Markets. The farmer market ones will be running every Saturday from 10 to 1. And they're also looking at putting one at the Olympic Village. Now, it costs $2 to donate. $2 donations to support the offset of tipping and transportation costs. But I thought this was such a great initiative. If you want to know more about it, you can put in for information, see foodscrapsdropspot.tumblr. That's a long one, hey? foodscrapsdropspot.tumblr.com or foodwestend.wordpress.com. You'll find that there. And you know what? They're looking at in the future for next year and maybe even in the fall, if more people write to their local council members and whatever and tell them that you want a local compost drop in your area, they are going to fit the demand. So this would be a great initiative. And what they do with all the compost, they give it back to farms out in the Lower Mainland, and they recompost it and put it into beautiful, fertile soil. So you know what? It's a win-win situation. Now, next we have probably one of the first pop songs ever to use the word God, is the fun fact, and undeniably one of the most beautiful songs ever written. If you're doing a best of, this pretty much comes up on everybody's list, and including mine, because it's just a great song. And this song really, really, really reminds me of summer. So I hope you enjoy it. This is God Only Knows by the Beach Boys from their album Pet Sounds.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Ah, CITR 101.9 FM and Live at Ritual presents Psychic Parama, Phil Manley, Life Coach, and Sinoa Caves at the Ritual Theatre on Friday, July the 20th. Come out and experience a night of cathartic expression and let yourself go with the psych rock and progressive noise of these great artists. Tickets are $12 online at live@ritual.com.
Into the mirror at myself, and it hurts even more to have to be with somebody else, and it's so hard to do and so easy to say, but sometimes you just have to walk away, walk away. So many people to love in my life. Why do I worry about one? But you put the happy in my nest. You put the good times into my fun. And it's so hard to do, so easy to say, sometimes you just have to walk away, walk away, and a head for the no. We've tried the goodbye so many days, we walk in the same direction so that we could never stray. Say if you love somebody, then you have got to set them free. But I would rather be locked to you than live in this pain and misery. They say time will make all this go away, but it's time that has taken my tomorrows and turn them into yesterdays. And once again that rising sun is dropping on down. And once again you, my friend, are nowhere to be found. And it's so hard to do and so easy to say, but sometimes you just have to walk away, and head for the door. You just walk away. Walk away.
You're listening to Are You Aware's 100th show on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I just need to say I've been meaning to do it all show, and I wrote it down because I wanted to make sure I did this. Thank you to the guy that called in earlier on in the show and gave me props. He said he's a long-time listener, so I just wanted to give him a shout-out. Sorry I didn't get your name because I was busy getting ready for the next song, but thank you so much for calling in. It's always good to hear from your listeners so we know that you are out there. Thanks for listening, and thanks everybody else out there who's been listening over the last 2.5 years. 100 shows strong. I'm looking forward to the next 100. I hope you've enjoyed the song, all the songs that I chose. Like I mentioned at the start of the show and throughout, this was my best of mix. We just heard Ben Harper with his song Walk Away from Welcome to the Cruel World, a beautiful song you can't deny. And then in the middle there, one of my all-time favorite songs. This is actually a huge cover song. It was originally written by a Chicago soul family group called the Five Stair Steps. And it's been covered by numerous people. And Nina Simone's is probably the most well-known. It's called Ooh Child. Ooh Child. There you go. The one and only time you'll hear me sing. I apologize for that. I'm going to leave you with someone that both Christian, my co-worker, and I saw this time, my old co-host, Christian, we saw him exactly, because it was Christian's birthday, this time 4 years ago in 2008. He was still as amazing as he has always been. He's a huge influence on so many people, including myself. This has probably got to be one of the happiest songs known into the modern world, and I just love it. So I'm leaving you with this song, and once again, thanks so much for everybody listening and for supporting the show for the last 100. And I look forward to my next 100. Well, I'll see you in 2 weeks. Remember, Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say is every second Thursday. So I'll see you at the end of July. Thanks for listening. And this I leave you with As by Stevie Wonder from Songs of the Key of Life. Bye. Be good to one another.
Around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Cause now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Born is new, to know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns the star in the sky.
Always.
Until the ocean
covers
every mile and high.
Always.
Until the
dawn that flies this
every
little
sea.
Always.
Until the rainbow
burns
the star
becomes a tree. Did you know that true love asks for nothing? Her acceptance is the way we pay. Did you know that life is giving love a guarantee to last you forever and another day? Just as time knew to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, know before your joy and pain, and I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living but tomorrow, but make me the past for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, cause I'll be loving you
always.
Always.
Until the day that is the day that I know more.
Did you know you
What? Radio.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Happy.